been this way since the very first dawn.
Welcome back, friends. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. I am Deanna, and my guest today is Clint Richardson, and his movie, a 20-part movie, may be seen at thecorporationnation.com. It is essential viewing if you really want to know what is going on. Clint, you were talking about the privatization of the prison system and all of the items, the commodities that are made by prisoners who are earning, what did you say, 60 cents an hour?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Unbelievable. Now, who are some of the people that might own, have an interest, a financial interest in these prisons?
Well, I mean, it depends which prison system you're talking about. There are state prisons, there are federal prisons, and the one I'm referring to is called Federal Prison Systems, I believe. I can verify that. Yeah, Federal Prison Industries is, it says corporate overview. Unicor, Federal Prison Industries, is a self-sustaining, self-funded corporation established in 1934 by executive order to create a voluntary real-world work program to train federal inmates. So there you go.
Very interesting.
Very interesting, and you know, when we're talking about an executive order, that is an order from the president. That is not a congressionally accepted. It's not congressionally brought forward. And so, I mean, you're talking about a system that's based on a dictator's directive, essentially, because it's not approved by Congress. In fact, when you're talking about this type of thing, you're talking about consensual law versus statutory law. So the federal prison
industry...
You're
kind of cutting out a bit. Did you change telephones or...
Are they messing with me?
Maybe. For instance, the Bill Clinton's Executive Order 12852 of June 29, 1993, established the President's Council on Sustainable Development, which consisted of about 25 members chosen by the president, and this basically implemented the UN's Agenda 21. And he was really big into reinventing government and as a way to change the way that the government works. So each president appears to know exactly what's going on and does everything in his power to implement executive orders to further the process of what's going on, the corporate nation, correct?
Sure. And you know, essentially, obviously, there's nothing constitutional about the United Nations. There's nothing constitutional about a corporation acting in lieu of government. The United States is a corporation. It is not the United States of America, or it's easier to say the 50 states united, I guess, would be an easier way to distinguish the two. It's like I said, this thing is so vast that sometimes I have to give pause to give respect to the system. Now, what this goes along, basically, they've built a corporate structure as a bridge over the Constitution, okay? And they have their own corporate constitution. It's virtually the same, but basically, it's a bridge, it's a corporate bridge over the Constitution. And because each government is a corporation, your local city, town, city council, school district, all of these are corporations. They're private corporations. Each one of those has individual treatises with the United Nations. They are individual, not connected to other treaties. Some of them are state treaties. Some of them are other acts. And so, yeah, Agenda 21 is so alive and well, and it's individual. It's not even a full blanket. So,
okay, we're going to another break. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
So shine the light of your freedom. The eternal flame for which many a brave heart has died.
Welcome back, friends. This is Deanna, and my guest today is Clint Richardson. It's kind of interesting that the Comptroller General that you referred to before, David Walker, the Comptroller General of the United States is the director of the Government Accountability Office, formerly known as the General Accounting Office, and it was established by Congress in 1921 to ensure the fiscal and managerial accountability of the federal government. It was the same year that influential individuals established the Council on Foreign Relations, and which I don't think is a coincidence. And the Comptroller General is appointed by the President for a period of 15 years. Now, David Walker left in 2008 to partner with the Brookings Institution, the Concord Coalition, and the Heritage Foundation. And he was also, he also left to accept a position as the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Peter G. Peterson Foundation. Now, Peter G. Peterson is Chairman Emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations and the founder and chairman of his foundation. So, you know, when you start looking at the connections that all these people have, it is rather amazing that it's like peeling an onion. You peel off one layer, and the deeper you go, the more that you get to the core of the truth.
Yeah, well, it becomes painfully obvious too that, again, you can see that this guy worked in a government job and then transferred to a non-government job, And eventually, he very well might transfer back into the government. Now, when they do this, they're passing their own bills that they write while they're working for these other corporations. You know, Monsanto. Someone will work for Monsanto, write a bill that will help Monsanto, quit Monsanto, go work for the government to the FDA, approve their own bill, and then be rehired by Monsanto. Okay, that's the way these things work. The line between corporations and government is so faded, and it's practically dust. I mean, it's really there's no line at all. And so when you're talking about David Walker there, who in his head knows just about everything that goes on in government, including what's happening with the Federal Reserve, the logical place to put him is a place that is a big, big supporter of Agenda 21. And truthfully, you know, this Peter G. Peterson Foundation came out with a documentary called IOUSA. And David Walker's kind of famous for that. But if you watch this thing, if you watch this IOUSA, it's practically a commercial for what the Peter G. Peterson Foundation wants to do. The Peter G. Peterson Foundation, which is a private foundation, not government, it wants to become the financial accounting structure for government. In other words, take it away from government and put it into a public-private partnership where a private corporation, a private foundation, is taking care of the accounting structure of government. That's what they're trying to do. And if you rewatch IOUSA, you're going to find that it's just an infomercial to try to get government control of this put over to this horrific foundation that has huge investments in companies like BlackRock, Blackstone, which is, I mean, you just got to do the research on this. It's absolutely nuts what you will uncover when you start looking into Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
Interesting. You know, I got a note from an email from Ron Paul yesterday. I'm on his list because I enjoy seeing what the other side is doing. And he says, fellow patriot, I'm ready to once again lead the fight to audit the Fed and the Obamacare mandate, stop cap and trade, and repeal the Patriot Act. So basically, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report is the audit of the Fed. Now, Ron Paul understands the significance of the CAFR, but refused to put any CAFR links on his website. And this is according to an interview conducted by Raleigh James when she interviewed Walter Burian.
That's correct. Which is why I call out Ron Paul in my video. And I, you know, the other day I'm on the same list. I get Ron Paul emails as well. And, you know, I know they're not personally to me, though it's kind of nice to think they are. But I sent him a link back and said, you know, I think you're a fraud, and this video is getting out there, and people are starting to understand that you're a fraud, and you better do something about this quick before people find out that you are lying to them, saying that there is no audit of the Federal Reserve, because you know darn well, because Walter Burian asked you personally why you aren't disclosing this information. The Ron Paul thing, you know, I don't know whether he's a good guy or not. I do know that he's at least a 33rd degree Mason. I do know, you know, he's got a sordid history in government. I don't know if he has good intentions or bad intentions. I can't say. All I can do is present the fact that Walter Burian approached this guy. He knows what the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report is. He knows what that is, but he's got a family to protect. He's got, this stuff is not talked about in government, okay? You do not bring this up in any type of public forum, because if the people knew about this, if the people really comprehended what was going on, what can I say? There would be revolution. There would have to be, because there's no way that we can allow this to continue, because in just a very short time, government is going to own everything. So Ron Paul, as head of several of these committees, you know, when he gets on this committee to audit the Fed, he's gonna add hundreds of thousands, if not $1 million, into his private, personal, tax-exempt, discretionary expense account. In other words, don't look at his salary, what he's making for doing his job as as congressman. Look at his expense account. For every board that these guys sit on, they are getting vast amounts of money. And, you know, you could look at it as hush money, which, you know, is the man guilty? Is the man a good guy? I don't claim to know this, but I do claim to know that he knows full well that the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report is the audit of the Federal Reserve. The IMF has a Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. You can look at it. You know, all of these individual government things, they have an audit. It's called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. Get that through your head before you listen to this guy tell you that you need an audit, a bill for an audit of the Federal Reserve. It's right there. Pull it up. Just all you have to do, I mean, it's not that hard. You type in the Federal Reserve Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, spell the whole thing out, and then put in a year, 2008, 2009, and you will find that report, and you can audit the Fed for yourself. It's hundreds of pages, and it gives a full listing of everything that's happened over the last however many years it's been in business. I mean, it's a historical account of the Federal Reserve. And the good thing about Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports is that it's a cumulative or a crude structure of the money that's in that government, which in this case is the Federal Reserve. So it's not just that year, it's everything that they hold. And, you know, the Fed is holding $2-point-something trillion in extra assets. So
interesting. Well, I have done that. I have pulled up the Comprehensive Annual Report for the place that I live. And it's very interesting to see exactly the investments they've made and what they've got. And yet, certain cities, even though they are flush, are extracting more tax money from their citizens because they're running a deficit because they have to pay pensions or for some other reason. And certainly, I live in Illinois, where pensions are a big thing because everybody's got a pension, particularly the school teachers. They retire and they get exorbitant pensions. And it's up to the taxpayer to fund those. And so we're taxed more and more and more when, in fact, their investments should pay for their pensions, correct?
Yeah, after a while, some of the pension funds aren't built up to the point where they can actually fund the pensions. So, yeah, I mean, technically, the California teachers right now, I don't know about Illinois, but California teachers should stop paying into their fund because it has $118 billion worth of investments, and the profit that they're making is about $12 billion, where they're only paying about $3.7 billion out as pension benefits. So we're talking about a fund, and this is covered in the documentary. This is a specifically large CAFR, the California State Teachers Retirement Fund. The most important thing that you, if you're a government employee specifically, now private corporations also have pensions, but what we're talking about are government pensions because the whole thing is such a scam. I mean, the reason that the government is interested in hiring so many people and creating these redundant jobs and absolutely robbing, you know, private business in lieu of government jobs is because for every person that becomes a government employee that is involved by law in the pension system, not only are they taking the money out of their checks, in California it's 8%, and putting that into the pension fund, they're also adding on to that for wherever you work, which is a government office, they're adding on to that another 8.5% to match those funds.
We have to break for a word from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Don't answer. answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Now they own the drugstores on the corners in your towns. With each one they put up there, tearing you down a little more.
And we are back. This is Deanna. My guest today is Clint Richardson. Listeners, I'm going to give you some homework. Clint is coming back tomorrow. And what I would like you to do is watch the Corporation Nation at thecorporationnation.com. And as you're going through this video, and it really goes faster than you anticipate. I know it's 3 hours, but it just goes by very quickly because it is so interesting. As you're watching it, I want you to jot down some questions, and then I want you to call in tomorrow when Clint is back and ask him about some of the things in the video. Okay? Okay, Clint, we've got some callers on the line. Would you like to take a question from Arthur in Georgia? Clint?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Arthur in Georgia has a question. Arthur, are you there?
Good afternoon, Ms. Bengala. Good afternoon, Clint.
How you doing?
It was interesting, since I'm trying to listen to the show, I've got the video on mute, so all I can do is read the words as they pop up. And I noticed, as I was going through part two, about 3 minutes and 40 seconds into part two, I see number eight pops up, the mother of our lies, the federal government's not a corporation. And I noticed as I was watching part two how many times this individual kept repeating that. And then I couldn't help but think, wait a minute. I seem to remember U.S. Code Title 28, Part 6, Chapter 176, Subchapter A, Definition, Number 15, United States means a federal corporation, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States, or an instrumentality of the United States. Wouldn't that define Congress?
Well, exactly, yeah. I mean, you're talking about a federal corporation. It's plain as day.
Supreme Court? I mean, we'd go on and on all day about, I mean, law enforcement?
Yes.
It's all a corporation.
And the other aspect is that, associations like the American Medical Association, any type of World Wildlife Fund, all of these...
EPA?
Yeah, they all sound like they're good and even charitable, but they're not. They're corporations, and again, there are no nonprofit corporations in reality. They all are making a huge profit. So, yeah, the whole structure is set up, including church, including military. It's all set up as a corporation. Interestingly, the military, when you're talking about U.S. code... There's a huge difference between statutory law and what you would call consensual law, meaning, for instance, the president, anything the president does, including the Internal Revenue Code, is purely consensual. The Internal Revenue Code, which the IRS uses as its basis for collecting income tax, is not statutory law because it has not been approved by Congress. So, in other words, you must give your consent. And consent is one of the most important lawful terms that you can know. You must give your consent for anything, any office that comes out of the executive branch of government, because the executive branch of government is not a dictator. So consent. I can't say enough about consent. I actually wrote an article about it on my blog. If you want to go to realityblogger1g.wordpress.com, you can read that there.
Okay. Well, yeah, when you talk about consent, one of my arguments with people is one of the most common forms of consent, and people don't even realize it, is the voting process.
Yep.
Because as soon as you vote, you participate in what you know to be a fraud and a scam. You're consenting to everything they do. You're legitimizing the system.
Yeah, legitimacy is what a vote does.
People think, voting sounds like a great thing. Well, yeah, until you realize exactly what that vote means. And that means that you are consenting to the fraud.
You're contributing your, like you say, legitimization to the corporate structure is really what
exactly.
You're doing. Unless you're writing in a non-corporate... person to run for office, then you're pretty much legitimizing the system. And again, I cover this in the documentary as well. If barely 50% of the American people vote in the first place, how can you have a majority vote? Unless
so
that
true.
Candidate is getting 100% of those 50% of the votes of the population, how can you possibly have a legitimate candidate up there when only 50% of the people are voting in the first place? You can't have a majority rule or a majority vote if the people aren't voting.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm more for boycotting the vote.
The best you can hope for, really, in that is that you're getting 26% of the people voting for you. If only 50% of the people vote, well, 50% of that would be 25%. Percent of the total population, so you'd have to have at least 26% of the vote to actually win an election. How is that majority? Good
exactly.
Point. I hadn't thought of it like that. Hey, thanks for taking my call, and
guys,
I'll let you get
to the call. Guys, we're going to a break. Arthur, hang on through the break if you wish to.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
So shine the light of your freedom, the eternal flame for which many a brave heart has died.
Welcome back, friends. I am Deanna, and my guest today is Clint Richardson. Arthur, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. We do have some other callers, and I'm going to have to cut you off.
Well, I was actually trying to say I was going to back out and let you take other callers, but great show, and this video is absolutely fantastic, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Spread
Thanks,
it
Arthur.
Around. It's free.
Yes, for sure.
Listen. Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell people about a website. I've got a friend who's been really exploring Agenda 21, and it's probably the second most important thing because it really has to do with corporate structure involved with the United Nations. So there's a website that really, really, I mean, she really goes into depth. She takes a lot longer than most people to write an article. So if you go to morphcity.com, it's morphcity.com, and just check out the site. The first few articles will blow your mind, especially one entitled ICLEI, which is a treaty that's in over 600 U.S. cities. It's called the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives.
So
anyway, it's incredible. Check it out. Learn about Agenda 21. You'll kick yourself for not seeing that this is happening right under your nose, just like the CAFR thing.
Okay. We'll have to get her on the show. I got an email question that says, can you ask Clint to comment on recent revelations about some U.S. prisons being owned by Israeli corporations? Do you know anything about that?
I haven't seen that. I'd actually appreciate a link to that. You know, you guys can email me if you have specific questions. I can't guarantee I can answer all of them. I might refer you to Walter Burian, but Walter gave me an email so that I could keep track of that, and it's just Clint, C-L-I-N-T, at kaffer1.com. Send me a link to that because I'd like to check that out myself. But you're basically talking about a private corporation, so anybody, foreign or domestic, can be the owner of that corporation. A good example of that is, which is also in the documentary, 50% of all corporations in the United States, 60% of Fortune 500 corporations are incorporated within the state of Delaware. The reason they do that is because Delaware has great, great, great laws regarding usury. In other words, they don't have usury laws, essentially. And if you're incorporated in one state, you become a foreign corporation of any other state when you become a national corporation, but you only have to follow the rules of the state you're incorporated in. So when a bank comes into your state and charges you outrageous amounts of interest, even though your state says that they can't do that, it's because those banks only have to follow Delaware law. So you don't even have to be a U.S. citizen to incorporate in the state of Delaware. You can be anonymous and incorporate in the state of Delaware. So who knows the reality of who owns some of these corporations? And then, I mean, you're talking about Israel. You know, the big elephant in the room is Zionism and you know, the Mossad, the spy ring that is the AIPAC and ADL. That's a whole other can of worms that quite honestly frightens me to no end when I will look into Zionism. So,
and maybe we could talk about that tomorrow also.
Sure.
Yeah. We have a Thomas from Sweden that would like to ask a question. Thomas,
Sweden.
Are you there?
Good afternoon, Ms. Pingola and Mr. Richardson and the listeners and even those in the 703 area code being paid to listen to this program.
Oh.
I think I love the idea of this program. It's just outstanding because I've always thought of corporations posing as governments. But if you think about it, they're really running protection agency rackets. If you don't do what they tell you and give them a piece of the action in the form of your taxes, then they send armed thugs and you have to bribe them in the form of a fine or, as you mentioned earlier, go to prison and work for slave or wages.
You've just described the IRS.
you mentioned Delaware. Is there anything to this thing that after Reconstruction, the United States is registered since August 1871 in the state of Delaware as a not-for-profit organization?
Oh, I've seen a lot of that type of information. I'm trying to think of what you're referencing there.
It's something. It's called the Act of 1871 or something.
Yeah, you know, I have heard of that actually. There's several different acts that I mean, when you really start looking into this stuff, you find you find that we probably never really separated from the great state of England. And then you also find that the great state of England never really separated from the Vatican when you look at the Treaty of 1213 and the Treaty of Paris and the Treaty of Peace, and there's so many things out there that have not been rescinded. So yeah, I mean, as I understand it, when Abe Lincoln put the United States into a state of emergency or a state of war, and all of that happened with the Civil War, that never really got dismissed. And the corporate structure has been set up ever since, if not before that. So,
excuse me for correcting you. I think it was State of Rebellion.
Yes. Okay. Did you have some other questions?
No, that's all. I just keep going on. I love this, and I'm looking forward to watching the video later and then listening again tomorrow. Everybody, keep safe and be well.
Thank you so much, Thomas.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, we have Larry in Louisiana. Larry, are you there?
Yeah, on that consent thing, it's two things I got. One is consent by omission. If you don't vote, which I don't vote, but they always consider that to mean yes. They never consider that to mean no. Two is to consent, say, for a policy enforcement agent, police officer, they use the power of life and death, and torture, and they'll tase you down, and if that don't work, they'll kill you for your consent. That's all I got to say.
Well, I can't say that I disagree with you, sir, and that's an excellent point, because, you know, silence is consent. Keeping in mind that the police, your local police, your military is also not statutory law. It's appointed by the president. So, in other words, it's a dictatorial army, with the president being the CEO of the army, essentially, commander-in-chief. When you're talking about consent, consent is not something that is just, like you say, it is not something that is just, silence is not consent. In other words, if a police officer tells you to do something and you don't do it and you are just silent, that means you're consenting to his authority. You have to verbally state that you do not consent, that you are a free man, you're not operating within the corporate structure, and that you are free to carry on, within the free land, within the public property of wherever you are. So, yeah, consent is not silence. Consent is not anything but actually stating that you do not consent. You do not consent to an officer illegally searching your car, but you have to say that. You can't just say no. You actually specifically have to use the word consent. Do not consent. So, yeah, very important. And, you know, you are talking about a private corporation. You're talking about police, who are corporate police. They're not there to protect and serve, and many times in court cases you find that it states that police have no obligation to protect and serve you. They are corporate police. They are there to ensure the continuity of the government and the codes that it operates under. When I say government, I mean corporation. So I agree with you. We are up against a monster of a corporate machine. But the only way to defeat that machine is to understand what we're talking about today. And consent is a big part of that, because you all are free people who've been forced into this corporate system by obtaining your social security number and all the loans and documents and treaties and licenses and everything else that you've signed throughout your life without understanding what you're signing. It's a contract. You're consenting. When you use Federal Reserve notes, dollars, you're consenting that's the only money that you're supposed to use. There's a lot of forms of consent, so it really takes a lot of study and practice, I think, to actually be able to say I do not consent. And I plan on walking through the airport one of these days and just walking right through security when I get up the nerve and saying I don't consent, because you're an executive department and you do not operate under any TORPS type of statutory law, therefore I do not consent to your authority, and walk right through. And I've seen people do it. So I'm going to get that on film.
Great. Okay.
I'm sorry, Deanna, I ramble, so just, I'm not used to doing radio.
No, you're answering questions. This is fabulous. We have Shelley in Texas. Shelley, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. How
are you? Heard a funny noise. Hello. Great show again. And it's a wonderful idea about your homework assignment. Let's see. I don't want to waste a lot of time, because I'm sure everybody knows. I do not. Pardon my ignorance. I did look up Walter Burian. But the other individual that you mentioned, could you spell it? Kaffner?
That's his website, actually, Walter Burian. It's CAFR, which stands for Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Okay, I get it now. Sorry. Okay.
Kaffer1.com.
But I thought you meant that he needed help. Does Burian need help? I thought that this was another individual.
Walter Burian has been beaten down every way possible. He's one of those people that has tried and tried and tried. And people that try to help him suddenly develop tax fraud or lose stuff that they try. So he needs help in a clandestine way.
I thought it was the Kettner Wong. I looked up WNWNG. I couldn't find any, but that's his website, and it's for the corporation. Yeah. Okay. Well, now I know, but he's the one that needs help. Okay.
Very much.
And and Deanna, I can understand why, after listening to this today, that individual yesterday was so disgusted, completely disgusted with the legal system.
Right.
Remember? Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Great. Bye bye. Oh. Thanks.
Clint, how does one do this clandestinely? How does one contribute covertly?
That is something that I would probably talk to Walter about. Like I said, he is a dangerous man to the structure of government, and so they've tried everything they can imagine to hurt him, they've kidnapped his children, all three of them, done things that I don't even want to mention on air. They've shot his dogs, they've thrown snakes over his property that don't live in the area he lives, he's had people killed next to him in jail as a warning. I mean, you're talking about everything but killing this guy. So
why haven't they done that?
Because he's so well known, he's one of the most sought after guests. People call, you know, all the time and say, "Why don't you have this guy on? Why don't you?" And honestly, it's because a mainstream disclosure of this information never happens. You'll never see what we're talking about. And I commend you for this, because literally, this is the holy grail of information. And I'm just fortunate enough to have spent time with this guy and have him explain it to me and be able to comprehend it, that I can explain it to you, because, I mean, it really is it's the holy grail of documents and the holy grail of information. It's not disclosed anywhere but on alternative media sources like this.
Right.
So again, I commend you and anyone else that does talk about this on air and risks you know, the wrath of this corporation, because it truly is a monster.
Now, he was on Coast to Coast at one point in time, wasn't he? He was supposed to be on for 3 hours, and he was on with you wrote about this.
I did. He explained that he was on for about 2 hours, and as he was about to go into some pretty severe things, he was cut off during the commercial break, no explanation, no warning, and all of a sudden there was a new scheduled guest to go on for the last hour. He never has, as far as I know, after talking to him, he's never heard back from George Nuri or anybody at his office. It was just a click and a goodbye, no goodbye, excuse me, and that was it. So.
Right.
And George Murray gets out to a big audience. So
yeah, I have asked him to be on this show, and he said that, you know, he's out in the middle of nowhere and that the service wasn't really good, and perhaps he was referring to that incident. And I also invited him to call in to the show today. Maybe I'll extend that invitation tomorrow to him. Maybe I'll call him and invite him to join you.
Maybe I'll call him.
Why don't you call him?
Well, you know, the problem is that he's on, like I said, he's out there in a pretty much a self-sustaining way, off-grid, I guess you could say, with a generator and everything. So his phone service is through the computer, and he does not like to do radio shows with his phone. Whenever he does a radio show, he likes to drive in, I think it's like a 17-mile dirt road to get to town, and, do the show off a hotel line or something like that, which is what he's talking about when he says, you know, it's a pretty major ordeal for him. So, I mean, even if anybody could get him a decent connection out there and pay for it, I mean, it would be a brilliant thing. He'd probably do more shows. So, I mean, this is what we're talking about. You know, he needs help. He needs financial help, and he really needs people to take his tax retirement fund, which a little late to get into that today, but I mean, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a solution to this whole problem, which is his tax retirement fund, and which is why I'm so adamant about him getting help and people trying to do this thing that he has so brilliantly come up with. So
And maybe we can address that tomorrow.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Okay, we have another caller on the line, but we're just about to go to our final break. Let's see, are we to go to our final? Yes. We're going to our final break, and after we come back, we will talk to Gloria in New York. And this has certainly been incredibly interesting thus far, and we're learning quite a lot, and I thank you, Clint, for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we'll be back after a short word from our sponsors.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The masters of stealth, they excel in deceit.
Welcome back, friends. This is Deanna, and my guest today is Clint Richardson. And your homework tonight is to watch The Corporation Nation at thecorporationnation.com. Okay, we have a caller, Gloria. We just have a few moments, so would you like to ask a question?
I mean, I don't know if question so much as a solution. You know, it's like, it seems like they are still talking to us, and if we come as unified together, and we can create a powerful place, because we recognize each other in, you know, the people who see the unjust in all kind of way of life around us. And if we can come together and create a powerful money system, I mean, invest, so we can also create those institutes.
Okay.
You know, and this is my way of thinking, because they're still after our money in our pocket. So if we're going to put the money in place where we are recognize each other and build up like what he called, you know, a Richardson foundation or this foundation, we can create and gain more power and, you know.
On that note, that's essentially what Walter Burian, in a roundabout way, wants to do with his tax retirement funds. He just wants to take the same system that we're in and change the beneficiary. The beneficiary right now is the pockets of a bunch of really corrupt attorneys and business owners. Instead of having them profit from all of this government investment, it should be the people. And his solution would completely take away taxation, because taxation is not needed when these funds can build this much money to pay for all of the police, firefighters, and all that. That we'll get into tomorrow, the tax retirement fund. I do agree with you that it's going to take a unifying force. I will say this, though. One, you're never going to have a unifying force unless people understand what we're talking about today, which is why I made this documentary, to get out to people and start actually thinking, hey, I can do this in my own local venue, I can bring this to a vote, I can contact the right people, I can contact Walter Burian, get the information, and do this. So, you know, you cannot fight this massive, ugly, killing machine that we have in place as a government without understanding each cog in that government. And unless you understand the general accounting system of government, the basic accounting structure of government is this report that we're talking about today, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. Unless you understand that, unless you can look at it and say, okay, my town has $700 million sitting in an account somewhere in a fund that it's not using, it can be used to pay the deficit for which it reports. And, you know, unless you understand that, unless you understand that while Delaware is reporting a $80 million deficit, it has $5.2 trillion in assets.
We're just out of time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gloria. Thank you, callers. Thank you, Clint. We will be back tomorrow with Clint Richardson. Thank you so much. Don't forget to do your homework. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.